Their deal about it is I think that Monday is a great day because why?
Because it's the worst day ever.
Exactly.
Welcome to Plastic Starship, the greatest podcast in the universe, with your hosts, Razor Wrist, Zip, Zykron, and Mohawk Logan.
Okay. We're like some guys that just sit around and talk and play games and occasionally yell at each other.
Yeah,
and much. We
I have a mini fridge.
And I have a mini fridge. Dude, yes. I've got this dual-sided scanner over here on my desk. It's fucking legendary.
I got a rock.
I have got cupcakes.
Fuck, I'm looking around my desk now. Dude, I have a genuine can of Zippo premium lighter fluid, but yet I do not own a Zippo.
Hello, we're Plastic Starship. We rock. It's quite obvious. Welcome.
Yep.
Welcome to Plastic Starship.
Welcome, everybody.
We're going to set sail across the cosmos of gaming, film, tech, anything. Anything that's interesting.
Anybody's real age, like Chuck Norris, because you can usually get people to lose a bet to you if you make that bet.
Yes. Wait, what?
Well, we already figured out how old Chuck Norris is and Danny Trejo.
Yeah, Danny Trejo is he's up there too.
Yeah, he's at least in his 60s.
68.
Maybe. Probably.
He's 68.
So he is. I checked. He was 68.
He's 68? Holy crap, that guy is getting along in years.
Yeah, and he has a...
Maybe if you weren't having computer problems with your Mac, you wouldn't known that.
Okay, this one's supposed to start till, like, maybe 15 minutes in, but now you just start right off.
Gave me a perfect moment to do it.
Don't give me any shit about my Mac, because Wikipedia is a pretty goddamn intensive website that'll lag down a video card.
You know, why don't you just go die in a hole? That's Razor Wrist for you. He's a faggot. Yeah.
I
better not say that. I don't want to offend any listeners at all.
Danny Trejo with a dove in his hand.
Hey, you want to know what? Danny Trejo holding a dove in a picture is about the best thing you can find on the internet. You could take that to the bank. You cannot find me anything better.
Because right now I'm photoshopping your face onto that picture.
Don't do that. Please don't do that. No. How do you even have my face?
I wonder.
I infiltrated your Facebook page. You know, my magnificent hacking skills.
Yeah, your computer hacking skills and your bow staff skills and shit.
Fuck.
Okay, let's do a measure of stupidity. Who owns the Mac?
Oh,
who paid for the Mac?
Who built their own computer?
Oh, who's that? Like a boss, that's me.
You can both go fuck yourselves.
Hey,
that's bullshit. Oh man,
dude. You know, hey, in all honesty, I mean, you know, Zykron's at least expressed, you know, interest in actually getting a PC as opposed to a Mac. But then
I don't know. I was checking out the Mac Pros.
If he wasn't so young, I would have swore that he was drunk because I got this message on Facebook and it was like, "Hey man, what's up?" And I mean, like, he actually put sup, you know, like with the S at the first of it. And I mean, I was like, nothing much, man. What's going on, bro? And, you know, he was like, dude, so like, do you know anybody that's got a used iPhone? And I was like, what do you want to do with it? Use it as a coaster? And he was like, no, man. You know, even a 3G is, you know, pretty high tech by today's standards.
When did I say that?
And I was like, what the fuck are you talking
when
about?
What the hell did I
dude,
say
this,
that?
This, I'm telling you, this conversation was so eerie because I just expected him to jump out and yell, I'm a Mac fag, like really, really loud. But it was in type, so I expected it in capital letters. But it never happened. So I was still a little bit weirded out. But
you embellish things so hard. I did not say it was like technologically gorgeous by today's standards. It's a piece of shit, but it's better than my phone.
No, you said it was technologically advanced or special.
Why don't you both just go to your messages on Facebook and check?
Do they go because back that far?
I had to delete them because, like, dude, what? I was worried my wife might see that shit, and then, you know, I mean, she would.
Yeah, then she'll come and kill me.
She would have thought I was gaying it up with him or so. Oh, whoa, he signs into Facebook. Hold on, I'm going to check my messages. Yep.
I don't see any of you here.
I'm actually
what?
I don't see either of you.
Yeah. I mean, watch. I can copy and paste this whole thing here and make it look legit.
What whole thing?
Hmm?
Oh, holy.
And dude, he called. I mean, and then he called me, or, you know, then I mean, like, I think it was like 3 or 4 sentences later, he called me Brony. I was like, dude, lay off the jersey shorts.
No, no, no.
Dude, I swear to God, you're going to scare Logan when you start calling him Brony. I mean, watch, he's going to beat you at a game and he's going to be like, good game, Brony. And
what?
It's going to get strange. It's going to get really, really strange.
What are you talking about right now?
You know what?
I don't even know. But wait, do you not?
Are you
know
a Brony sex is? Run?
Sorry, listeners. Razor's fired. He's already been demoted to private, and he's in charge of cleaning privates.
Like out. Mohawk's over there, like, dude, I'm in Canada. What the fuck is a Brony?
I am a Brony. I know what it is.
Oh my God. I used the term once and didn't feel too good about it afterwards.
Dude, I just went to Urban Dictionary and the definition of it is hilarious.
Oh my God, no.
Of course it is.
No, well, no.
I don't even want to hear it.
It uses it in a sentence and it says, and it says, yeah, I'm a Brony. And then it says, fist bumps are exchanged and both say, broof.
Okay, so, in the world of gaming, what is new in the world of gaming? Do either of you two know?
I don't know, man. There's actually been quite a few little updates, and I'm pretty sure that 16-bit graphics are probably no longer a standard anymore, so I don't really know.
Wow, you just blew my mind. All right, I'll give you a story. The coolest part of Resident Evil 6 is a part of the game where you can actually go into somebody else's game. I don't know whether or not they know you're there or not, but you get to play as one of these zombies and or creepy creatures and go after them and try to kill them. That sounds like the best thing in the world. It's like the perfect troll.
Taking a little from Left 4 Dead 2 there.
Yes, that's pretty much what it is.
Really.
Yeah. One or two, take your pick. But it sounds like it's actually really cool. That's like the only thing critics seemed to like about this game. It's getting terrible reviews. G4 TV gave it a 2.5 out of 5.
See, okay, this is another thing that I'm kind of like fed up with is, dude, it seems like if something gets big, the hatred just boils down for it like so bad. Like, dude, there's like, say for instance,
I'll give it a perfect example right now.
Okay.
Duke Nukem Forever, nowhere near as bad as every single review says it is.
Right. I mean, and why did they give them the bad reviews? Because
it took 12 years.
It took 12 years, but these people wanted to be the guy that was going to be different and say that it was shit. Well, then everyone said it was shit, and then it was like people actually played the game, and it was like, you know, dude, this game is actually pretty fucking badass, and it's actually really cool because they didn't go away from the original concept of the
game. It's almost the exact same deal with Diablo 3. Everybody waited for Diablo 3 for 12 years, and what did they get? A game that they hate. Nobody liked Diablo 3 at all. I thought it was pretty fun.
I don't like Diablo 3. I have it, and I still don't like it.
Okay, I have Diablo 3, and it's I've never been into games like that.
And the one thing that I will say is, wow, the maps and the artwork that went into the game I thought was great. The gameplay is just weird. That's the best way I know how to describe it.
Well, gameplay is a little different, but it's awesome. I've always liked that kind of gameplay style. The CD is 30 years old today.
Yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
That is glorious.
Now, can you name your first CD?
My first CD?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Go back.
Wait, it was probably the Eiffel 65 album. Shit, was it Europop?
Europop?
Yeah.
Green Day's American Idiot.
That was your first CD? Was it Green Day's Green Day American Idiot?
Yeah, that was 2004, yeah. Man. What the shit?
Good.
I don't need CDs. I've got a computer. CDs can go away.
Dude, I bought...
CDs are the past.
No, but my first one was in 1992, and I got it the same year that I actually got my first CD player, and that was Stone Temple Pilots Purple. Of course, it wasn't a portable CD player. Those things were fucking way too expensive to own until, like, 95 or 97. Like, yeah.
It's kind of like I saw a commercial for Radio Shack. I'm not sure when it was. I think it said it was, like, 80... like late 80s, early 90s or something. And it was talking about affordable mobile phones. And one of them was a car phone that was $1,500. And a little girl called up her dad, and her dad answered on like one of those old brick cell phones. And it said the brick cell phone was $2,400. Affordable phones for you and your family. Yeah, okay. Well, here's what I've always wondered. So cell phones were like, when were cell phones invented? Like...
cell phone technology was around for a long time. Like, there's a video of he was the heavyweight champ that beat Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, Smoking Joe. There was a video of him back in the 70s driving around with a car phone.
Yeah, car phones are like what I thought that made me think, like, how long have cell phones really been around? If like car phones aren't hooked up with a cord that's like at your house, and you just got to be real careful about where you drive.
Well, it's funny because, like, in the 80s, I remember this, too. Like, and that show, you remember, of course, everyone remembers that 70s show. Well, they tried to make a, like, piece of shit ripoff of it, you know, trying to bring in some more money called that 80s show. And this dude had this gigantic phone in the middle of a fucking bar, and he was like, no, it's a portable phone!
Wait, and, that 80s show?
Yeah, then I mean, dude, it only lasted like half a season or maybe the first season.
I can hear you googling it already.
Are you fucking kidding?
Zygron's like, I'm the keyboard cowboy. What?
Oh wow,
it was horrible, man. I mean,
it was released in 2002.
Yeah, I mean, it like make you cry. It was so bad. It'll make you cry. It was so bad.
The 80s was such. It was a much better decade than the 70s. Come on.
Wait, what?
The 80s was a much funnier decade than the 70s.
Oh, man, that, you know, I don't know about all that. And, I mean, the reason why I say that is, dude, in the 70s, you had bell bottoms, you had long hair, you had guys that thought...
Keep this point.
The guys wearing sweaters, or wait... I thought he said the 80s was funnier than the 70s.
No, he said better.
Was better? No. But you got to think of which one would make a funnier television show. The guy talking about like how badass his fucking mustache is. Or a guy talking about how tight his jeans are. Which one?
I will tell you the best show ever in the history of the world is the IT Crowd. That is the best fucking show ever created.
What?
The IT Crowd.
The IT Crowd. I haven't seen that one, but have you ever seen...
I just got an email saying, secret video, and the subject is, this video gets you laid.
Nice!
And then, like, 2 seconds after, you're going to get an email about how to make your dick 3 inches longer.
Yeah. Would I like to increase the size of my penis?
And then what I love it is you know, it looks like it's all trying to be like a legitimate email. You open it up and there's nothing except just a link that's like through something obscure like Yahoo or something.
Actually, it's all of this.
women across the world are pissed off because of this shocking new video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. 15 minutes or less. Click here to watch the video.
Learn how to be awesome like porn star Ron Jeremy. I've seen a lot of Ron Jeremy ads around the internet. They freak me out. I don't like them.
Ron Jeremy's a
fuck. He looks like a pedophile.
Ron Jeremy.
Hey, true story about Ron Jeremy was he was here, and you can even Google this shit. He was here in Oklahoma City at City Walk. I would say, God, it's probably been like 4, maybe 5 years ago. And one of our friends, his name, took his girlfriend up there, and they went to the party where they were. There was some exclusive party downstairs that they had, and they actually got in there. That motherfucker was drunk and bit his girl that he took. I mean, like, actually fucking bit her, and they got the security guards and everything involved. Wow. So yeah, he kind of had a weird reputation here.
I think the only movie, oh wait, no, I've seen him in 2 movies, Boondock Saints and Orgasmo. Orgasmo is not a porno, so shut up.
Orgasmo.
I'm sure you've seen him in other movies, just not ones you'd like to mention.
You know, I actually decided one day I was like, you know what? I want to know why this guy's supposedly like the best porn star ever. So I watched like 30 seconds of one of his videos and then I left immediately and
probably start crying
for the better part of like an hour. It was terrible. Oh, God, no. Never again. Maybe again. No, never again.
You know, God, this took how many years to come out and all this crap. And I don't know, man. I just think some people forgot to learn how they've forgotten how to appreciate small things. And, yeah. You know, I don't know. It's kind of like
how do you complain about a game that's free?
He's not complaining about a game that's free. He's talking about how other people will complain about a game that's free.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's saying. You know, he's talking about the people that do complain about it. It's like, oh, it's free. Oh, well, you know what? Fuck these guys. You know, it's got to be cheap, and you know what I mean? Oh, it's taken 7 years to make. I see why they give it away for free. What a bunch of fucking idiots. Man, I don't know. But I watch that, and, you know, I see so many people, like, beat down games and, you know, gripe about this or gripe about that, complain about this, complain about that. And it's kind of like, hey, I give people shit that have Macs, but you know what? Macs are great computers for what if you're using it for what they're made for, not a problem whatsoever. Well, then you got people that try and play games on them, and it just doesn't work out so well. So
not even remotely.
Other than that, I've seen some great fucking like audio setups, video setups, graphical setups, animation setups, you know, done on Macs. It's just what you're using it for, but unfortunately they just don't have the gaming. It's like, hey, I will be 100% honest about this. I am stunned still till today, just like I wrote about, and I'm still stunned today that Steam that Valve is bringing Steam natively to Linux. I still cannot fucking believe that.
And I can never understand why that's awesome, because I've never used Linux or know why it's awesome.
I don't even know what Linux looks like.
Okay, imagine everything that you like about a Mac. Linux looks like 10 times better, and it was there first before Macintosh ever got it. And if you want to get technical about it, OS X is actually written off of a Unix base, like an old version of Unix, which Linux, all it is when Linus Torvalds wrote a GUI for Unix. They called it Linux.
You lost me at Unix.
Okay. Basically, a Mac, if you want to see how funny it is, like, you can go to command prompt and put in a Linux code or even a Unix command, and you can sit there and format your hard drive or fuck your computer up, anything that you want.
because it's based off of it. But anyways, here's my big deal about Linux. You know how you, for each computer that you own, you're supposed to go legally buy a copy of Windows 7, Windows 8, whatever the hell you're going to put on your system. Dude, Linux is free. It is 100% free.
Huh.
It's open source software, and it can do amazing. Hey, you know that program that is out now that everyone talks about? It's called OpenOffice. It's like a version of Microsoft Office, but it's completely open source and it's free. That was ported to PC from Linux. Then you have like programs like GIMP, Photo Editor, that was made on Linux and somebody ported it over to PC.
I had GIMP.
Yeah, and, I mean,
Photoshop.
But it's not bad for being free. And then you got some serious shit out there on Linux like Sunalera. Sunalera was, and I think if I'm not mistaken, was the first 64-bit true linear. Non-linear video editor. I mean, that thing had wicked power, and that was all the way back in, good God, like 2003 or 2004.
Huh.
But yeah, that's the big deal about Linux, is it's free and anybody can use it. So now you've got kids that, oh, and the best part about Linux is you can take a old piece of shit computer, put Linux on it, and it'll run like, I'd say like 20% faster than Windows will. Because you can install a torn down version that's made for that older computer. And it's like, holy shit. You know, it's kind of like breathe new life back into
it. Holy shit.
Well, no, you know how like when you install Windows on something, you don't have the option of what you don't want to install with it. Well, yeah. Linux gives you that option. So you can install a more streamlined, broke down version. You know, that way it's not overpowering an older computer. That's, I mean, there's reasons why Linux is getting like a hell of a roll, or, you know, they're on a hell of a roll over in, I believe it's Europe, where there's some public school systems that don't use Windows or Mac simply because they can use Linux for free.
Well, shit.
But yeah. So Steam. But basically, like, bringing it all down to a close, like, Valve and Steam coming to Linux is actually a legitimizing video game platform and community for a open source and free environment, which is unheard of. Most of your stuff on Linux is free. You don't have to buy it. But Steam, you'll be able to buy, like, games that were written for Linux, which is, in my opinion, just badass.
Back to gaming.
So back to video games, blah blah blah. Or Nutella.
A mod recently released for the Left 4 Dead 2, which allows you to play in third person.
That was recent?
Yep.
Oh, I thought that was a while ago. Shit. I guess I need to play a little bit more Left 4 Dead 2 then.
Dude, I just sent the file not too long ago.
Yeah, that's the zip file that was third person.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's like 738 kilobits. So I mean, it'll only take you like 2.5 hours to download it.
At least, you know. But no. But what I mean is it good playing in third person?
We haven't tested it yet. But
we did see pictures, and the pictures look like, I mean, like crazy.
It's basically like somebody took the Dead Space version, like the camera angle from Dead Space, and then plopped it onto Left 4 Dead.
Oh, so every third person shooter, really? Okay. Oh man. Yeah, okay. Video games.
So what has everyone been playing lately?
Dude, I started having some fun with Black Mesa, man. It's I think it's a great game.
It is. It's fantastic. I haven't made it much farther in it yet, but it's pretty awesome.
I haven't played it all since the stream.
And really? Since I got Battlefield 3 for $10 the other day off GameStop, I've been playing that, Batman Arkham City, and what's that other one? Oh, and Modern Warfare 3, of course, Left 4 Dead. I've just been kind of going up and down. And DayZ, I've been jumping on servers, but it's no fun without pulling Zip or Zykron.
Yeah, you'll never catch me on that game again.
Yeah, you uninstalled Arma and said to hell with it, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what I told you. I did that a little while ago. There's no way I'm going back to DayZ with WarZ coming out, and it actually looks good and shit, you know.
See, like somebody said to me that WarZ looks cartoonish, and the part that cracked me up about that is I was like, okay, are you wanting a game that looks so realistic that it looks like you're in The Walking Dead or in Zombieland the movie? Or I mean, like, some people with their realisticness of graphics is everything. I just don't get it, because it's like, how realistic are zombies in the first place? So, I mean, I don't get it. And but, dude, I think War Z looks like a champ. I cannot wait to play that game when it comes out.
Yeah.
If it sucks, I'm going to be so let down, it is not even funny.
You'll probably cry and go hide somewhere for a few months.
No, I mean, but I legitimately have to be honest about this. Probably the best $20 I've spent in the past 6 months was the day that you told me to get Left 4 Dead 2, because you couldn't believe I didn't have it. I bought it, and dude, I have played the living shit out of that game. I love it, man. Everything from the scavenge to the realism to the survival. I mean, it's the campaigns. It's just fun, man. I mean, it's got great gameplay. I don't care if the graphics are 3 years old. I don't care if the game is 3 years old. There's still tons of people to play it, and I have a good time playing it. So, I mean, that's all that really matters about a game, right?
Yeah. That game has some serious replay value, and it's awesome.
Exactly.
Valve really knows how to keep people happy. Like, Valve's like one of the few game companies left that seems to actually give a shit about what the consumers want, because they always pay attention to that. Like, they're always browsing the internet, like, what do Valve fans want next? And it's just like with Half-Life 3. Whether or not they were planning it, everybody wanted a Half-Life 3, so confirm, we're getting a Half-Life 3. Yay!
See, but that's one of the things about Valve, is they don't have a boss's rule, so it's just whatever they want to make. For example, Dota 2 was just random. They're like, hey, mobile games are getting pretty big. You want to build that?
Yeah, whatever.
Speaking of War Z, you guys should watch that video after the podcast is done.
Hey, what did you guys think about for instance, like Zykron brought it up earlier about, you know, does anyone here even give a shit about Halo 4? How about, there's one thing I would like to answer to. I know I'm going back here some, but it's kind of on that same concept. What do y'all think about Bungie not doing the fourth one?
That sounds a little weird, but from what I've seen, it looks like it's actually going to be good.
No, but my point is about it is that's like,
I mean, it doesn't really matter, though, because all the people from 343 Studios worked on the other Halos. They know what to do, so it's not like it's a big change at all.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're literally a division from Bungie.
Hmm.
Well, they're all ex-members of Bungie.
To me, like, I never knew the whole story of why Bungie was not doing the fourth one, but I found it, you know, I was like, I'm sure there's more to this story, and if they got ousted because they wanted too much money or something, I thought that was just completely bunk, because they made three blockbuster games, and then all of a sudden to be kicked off on the fourth one. If that's what happened, I would be so angry. It's not even funny. Well,
I don't think they were kicked off. I think they just left.
Or fifth.
Sixth one.
Or whatever it is. I just like I was saying, I have not owned Halo since Halo 1 that I got free with my Xbox One when I bought it.
Man, that's...
I still play Halo 1 every once in a while on PC. It's still got quite a bit of people playing multiplayer.
Dude, I didn't even know you could get it on a PC, to be completely honest.
Halo 1 and 2 are on PCs, and then there's like a modded version for Halo 3 for PC.
Yeah,
you need like a computer that's better than three Xboxes.
Well, here's the deal that, like, I mean, this is kind of like an honest thing here about myself, and I think I've told you guys this, but I'll just kind of say it again, you know, for the podcast. And, like, I quit gaming on PCs for years. We're talking about, like, I had not owned a PC game since, like, 2000, and the reason was because consoles, when I was in the military moving around, you know, like, you have to move all your shit constantly from one barracks to another, or you get, you know, sent to another base or something. So I didn't really feel like carting around a desktop, and I didn't have the money to buy a really badass laptop. So I just got into console gaming, like the Xbox, the actually at the time it was Xbox and PS2. And then, you know, when the PS3 and the Xbox 360 came out, I went with the PS3 instead, played on that. Choice. And then, but now here's the weird part about it is, this whole time I was doing,
you know, like through college. And while I was playing on these consoles, I was doing graphic design, animation, video editing, and stuff like that. So I followed along with the PC technology, video cards, you know, motherboards, RAM speeds, you know, I mean, like tweaking computers, water cooling, overclocking, and all this crazy shit so that you can get better performance for like video renders, animation renders, and different things like that. So when I jump into the game, or like into PC gaming, it's like most people don't even talk about the tech behind their, you know, I'm like, they're like, this guy I was talking to on Left 4 Dead the other day, I was like, man, are you running SLI or Crossfire? And he asked, he said, I've never heard of that brand. What is that? And I was just kind of shocked. And, you know, I didn't say anything bad to the guy. I just was like, that's where you're running two video cards. And, you know, and he goes, oh, man, I'm running an HP. I have no clue. I was like, well, you're definitely not running Crossfire or SLI. So, but, you know, but see, that's just it, is I talk so much about the tech behind it now. But, that's where I just kind of gave up on that. But, man, I got right back into PC gaming, and I cannot believe I ever walked away from it, because it's kind of like playing a it's just kind of like playing a dumbed down, burned down version of, you know, like when you see what a game is on the PC, it's like, oh, my God, I was playing a half baked ass edition, you know, on this console.
I think a perfect example of that is Battlefield 3.
Oh my God, Battlefield 3 from the X, or from the PS3 to the computer was like, holy shit. Now I did have to, believe it or not, like, I'm very fast with my mouse, like on reaction time. But like, I actually had to turn the standard sensitivity setting down in Battlefield 3, because I tried to aim at this guy that was shooting and wound up shooting like at the moon, pretty much, because I moved my hand too fast.
My dog's trying to crawl under my cat or my bed right now. Or he's
That's a surefire sign. That's a surefire sign that the Russians are getting ready to invade. Or I never told you guys about my Coca-Cola.
Oh, the Coca-Cola.
So this is how fucked up our country is right now. All right, so we have to go to the Mexican market. I shit you not, you cannot even read signs in this place because they're all in Spanish. And they have these glass bottles of Coca-Cola, you know, they're 100% American looking, you know, they're all in English and all this crap. You pop the top on it, and right when you first swig, you nostalgia so hard you don't even know what the fuck just happened. But guess what? They actually sell real American Coca-Cola at the Mexican market that they no longer sell in real American stores anymore. This thing is made with 100% sugar. None of that high fructose corn syrup crap. And it tastes exactly like the Coca-Colas that I used to drink when I was a kid. So, yeah, we have to go to a Mexican market to get American Coca-Colas.
Are you going to go back there like every week to pick up more Coke?
My wife just picked up like 10 or 12 of them and put them in the freezer. Like, but they're like big ass glass bottles. And they're the ones that actually have the little greenish blue tint to them, too.
Oh,
I mean, dude, these things are so American. I'm like, the only thing that, you know, I can think of when I hold this thing is La Raza or some shit, because you have to say it in Spanish, because I guess that's the new, you know, America.
All right. Well,
I could buy those never glass bottles at the local grocery store, actually.
Well, no, it's, but see, that's just it. You have to look on it, and it has to say 100% pure sugar on the ingredients. That's the only
the Pepsi of that Pepsi Retro or whatever.
Yeah, and see, it's called Throwback. And see, they have Throwback Mountain Dew available at, you know, 7-Elevens, grocery stores, and crap all around America. And all that is, it's called Throwback Mountain Dew, but the only difference is it's made with real sugar. Well, you get this Coca-Cola, and it's like, they don't sell this anywhere in the United States other than a Mexican market, because this is what they sell in Mexico.
That's just weird.
Well, personally, I bet you, I would bet you $1 million if you actually go down to the location in Mexico where this is. Yeah, it's actually made in Mexico. The reason that this is actually made this way down there, I bet you there's a law or a rule that you cannot use high fructose corn syrup in drinks. Because, dude, that's what will make you a fat ass.
Yeah. Soda really gets to you.
Yeah, but yeah, so I drink this thing like so slow just because I enjoy every single sip of it. But that's my story about Coca-Cola. So do you guys want to talk about anything else? Because that's it. I'm done. That was me.
What everyone else has been doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I've been playing a lot of Trouble in Terrorist Town, which is a mod for Gary's mod. Just so it's a mod for a mod, but pretty fun.
Okay.
All right. Wait a minute. Is that the game that C Nanners was playing with Gassy Mexican and Eat My Diction, where he asked Gassy Mexican to do the creepy Morgan Freeman
impression?
That's a different one?
Yep. Kind of the same concept. There's a couple people that are... It's like kind of like the Assassin's Creed multiplayer, where everybody is an assassin, or some people are assassins, but you don't know who they are because everybody looks alike. So you can figure it out. Use your brain. Catch people in the act of murdering. Stuff like that. And I've also been playing the same people own this server too. It's the Walking Dead server. Basically, like, kind of like a role playing thing, really. Huh. Except nobody actually role plays.
That's the thing about role playing servers. The people don't do that. I don't think I've ever been to a role playing server where people role play.
And I've been playing lots of League of Legends.
Everybody plays League of Legends. God damn it.
What is the deal? What do you like about League of Legends? Because I'm going to be honest, I've never played it.
Go download it. It's free.
Okay, I like it already.
All right, it's great. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've always wondered, what is it, like the most played game on the planet right now? I mean, everybody seems to play League of Legends. There was even a giant tournament going on at PAX this year that had
almost every week.
Had like a 100-some-odd thousand-dollar prize for the grand winner dude person.
I think it's because so many people like this game is because it does actually take skill. Just something you hardly ever see in a game.
It's one of those games? Well, shit, I don't like it then.
Okay, hold on for...
You gotta know when to fight or when to flight.
Okay, so is this like a lot of clicking buttons type of game? Like
right-click a lot.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of like Diablo 3, except pretty much not.
Okay, there was a game until Zynga got to a point where I would literally almost like to burn them down as a company, just because I don't like their attitude towards their customers and the people that play games. It's like, if you want to do anything good, you have to pay money for everything on those little Facebook games. Okay, you know, that's good enough. But when there was the actual story of a 70-year-old lady sitting around that had put in her credit card on file with them and racked up like a $700 bill in 1 week playing Farmville or something. Dude, that's a little bit overboard. And I personally think that's a little bit of... selfishness and shitty fucking ingenuity.
See, with League of Legends, Zynga, you can pay. Basically, every week, there's about 12 or so champions, that's what the players are called, that are rotated. So there's just a bunch of different... I think there's over 100 champions so far, and they just rotate every Tuesday. So there's 12 of them every single Tuesday. So you never actually have to buy a champion. But if you really like one, can buy it, so you can always play as them.
Okay, well, see, that's more of a okay, yeah, you know, we're a gaming company, we would like to make money, but it's not trying to rape people out of money.
Yeah,
and they're not really that overpriced either. I mean, it's a single champion for about $6 or so.
But think about this, Mohawk.
But you get it forever.
And Zykrot, and like, listen to this, and I want you guys to tell me your exact opinion about this. Okay, there is this game called Kingdoms of Camelot that I used to play a lot on Facebook until Zynga, however you pronounce it, changed their philosophy. And basically, if you wanted to speed up your play in the game, it cost you about $5 for 25 extra clicks. So you could only get, I would say, half hour worth of stuff done in 25 clicks, but you needed like probably 7 hours to advance your cause. So, you know, 7 times 5 is 35. Then you multiply that times 2 because it takes 30 minutes to do each one. You're talking about $70 to advance that 7 hours. Because like say if you're building a building over here and you get to like say a level 8, it takes like 24 fucking hours to build that building. There's some of them that take 72 hours. Well, there's all these people pumping money into it, and I just don't agree with that philosophy. I mean, if you want to charge me $70 for the fucking game up front and charge me $10 for downloadable content packs every 6 months, okay. But sitting there racking up people for $700 to $1,000 a month, nope. That's just bastardish in my opinion.
That's not right. But with League of Legends, I mean, you buy the champion, you own him till they shut down the servers. You own him.
But see, now that's another problem that I have is because my little guilty pleasure on Facebook was a game called ESPN Sports Bar and Grill. And there was a couple times I actually paid like $5 because I wanted a soda machine or, you know, like a bartender, you know, like for these like little limited items that came out. Dude, not even like 3 months after I started playing that stupid game, they shut it down and they're like, you know, we're sorry that your game has come to an end, but we're always striving for the next best thing. And I mean, dude, what about my money I spent on that shit? Where is it?
Yeah.
I mean, League of Legends has been around for 3 years, and it's getting more and more popular every day. I'm pretty sure it's going to last quite a few more years.
No, but that's cool. I mean, I've got no problem with people making money. I do not have a problem. But when they stagger it to such a way to where somebody that's not paying attention, like, say, a 70-year-old woman that's retired sitting around with nothing else to do, and she's clicking buttons with a credit card on file, and it doesn't sit there and go, we're getting ready to charge your ass this much. I mean, I personally believe that is kind of under the gun scandalous, but, you know, that's just me.
It actually makes you confirm 3 times before you purchase something if this is what you want to do.
Really?
Not on Restaurant City, it didn't.
Well, on Restaurant
City, yes. Or no, I'm sorry. It was ESPN Sports Bar and Grill, not Restaurant City. I was just looking over here at my little Facebook app center.
They do that a lot with apps, too. Like, my little brother's actually downloaded an app for the iPad. It was like a little Smurfs game or something like that, and they inadvertently paid $200 for some extra in-game shit, and they didn't realize that they paid that money for it. So it's pretty ridiculous.
I actually had that.
All those hidden fucking charges and shit like that. So.
See, what League of Legends is one of the games that's talked about, like, hey, it's one of those games that's free, but you gotta buy a lot of shit. But you don't actually have to buy any of that stuff. You don't want to.
Yeah, but then again, it puts you so far behind that you lose interest in the game pretty quick, am I right?
Yeah.
I lost interest in it for a while, and then I got back into it, and I'm playing it pretty much every day.
And that's when you started buying stuff like champions?
Yeah. Actually. Because I found a champion that I really liked, and I was like, all right, might as well, you know, actually stick with this guy.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a point for Razor.
So anyways, on to Zykron. What have you been playing lately?
What I've been playing lately.
Just play a tic-tac-toe on a piece of paper.
Yeah, pretty much. Fuck you. I've been playing Borderlands 2 a little bit here and there. I'm one of those people that I've been playing Borderlands 2, and everybody's like, oh my god, this is the best fucking game ever invented. And I like it, but it's really goddamn frustrating because they upgraded the AI and everything in the game to where it's smarter and better at the game than I am by a lot. So it takes me forever to get through like one level because there's about a billion robots that know what they're doing versus one me, and I have no idea what I'm doing for most of the time, so it just gets really frustrating. Plus, if you, like, say, go through, like, half of a quest, you know, you fought through this big-ass area of enemies, and you're like, okay, you know what, I'm just going to take a break, and then you save and quit. When you come back, you'll respawn at the nearest spawn point in the game, and you'll have to go through all those enemies again. So it's basically like a reset button. You're saving your progress, like your levels and crap like that, but you're not saving, you know, all the enemies you just fucking killed. So it can get really annoying. But the game, all in all, is actually pretty good.
That's pretty much every game now. I mean, open world games like that, yeah. Of course this can happen. Ever played Skyrim, Fallout?
Yeah, I played Skyrim. I never had that problem with Skyrim, ever.
Fallout New Vegas.
Don't you ever say that name.
Borderlands 1, what's wrong with Fallout New Vegas?
Nothing's wrong with Fallout New Vegas.
Dude, I'm going to just put this out there. I'm just going to go ahead and stay quiet because I've never played Borderlands at all. I'm sorry.
But you said you played Borderlands 2. But you said you got that.
Well, I was going to buy it today, but I didn't. I didn't ever get a chance, but I'll buy it right now.
I'll buy it right probably, now.
Probably now.
Garry's Mod, Kendrick Source.
Well, I could do that, but like the other one that I was going to ask you guys about, because you know, it's like one of those $10 games that, you know, a lot of the listeners, you know, maybe they're not into buying $60 games or $40 games. Dude, have y'all read the reviews on that one Zip told us about, FTL, Faster Than Light?
FTL.
Check that out.
It is like a very non-graphical game. It's more of a click and do stuff type of thing. But dude, the reviews on it have been unbelievable, man.
Huh. I actually watched Zip stream a little bit of it, but I didn't really understand what was going on.
I just seen him clicking things and went. I got him to fix his audio. And
yeah, you're just like the freaking audio
was
police,
like
12 goddammit.
12 times louder than he was. It's ridiculous.
Okay, seriously, you know what? I was listening to the same stream. Nothing was wrong with his audio. Are you sure it's just not
maybe
your computer?
He was so much quieter than the in-game audio, and then he turned it up when I asked him when he was supposed to turn it down. So honestly, it was like bursting in my ears, and he was just like, "All right, guys, I'm gonna go over here and I'm gonna deploy a spaceship." Oh, look, on IGN. Really like their reviews.
Yeah, really, what they say
is stupid.
Wow, it actually gave it 8.0.
IGN gave what game? FTL?
FTL 8.0.
I think IGN's slightly retarded.
They are slightly?
Yeah, they're pretty dumb.
A lot more than slightly.
Machinima's okay, but I wouldn't trust their judgment either.
I mean, did you...
All right, how about Eurogamer.net, GamesRadar, GameSpot, The Verge... GameSpy.
Does anybody remember what they gave Modern Warfare 3?
Who?
IGN.
Didn't they give it like a 9?
I do not.
Or a 12?
They gave it a 9.5.
Wow.
And gave Pokemon a 5, saying that it's more repetitive than Call of Duty.
Okay. Okay. Oh, that makes sense.
Actually, Call of Duty, the original, would be its own standalone game, technically.
No, it means the entire Call of Duty series.
Oh, I guess.
Pokemon, like the entire series of Pokemon, is more repetitive than the entire Call of Duty series.
I can see that.
Everything original, according to IGN. I was like, you've released the same game seven times.
But I will say this. All right, check this out. On all of these different ones, you said IGN gave it an 8. Games Radar gave it a 9 of 10. Eurogamer.net gave it an 8 for 10. The Verge. 8.5 of 10.
Again, I was surprised that they gave it an 8. Normally, IGN gives anything a 2 unless it's Call of Duty.
And Metacritic gave it an 82.
Metacritic seems to be pretty generous with ratings. Fine, let that silence you. Whatever.
No, I'm just... I'm sorry, I was drawing a picture of you in Adobe in a Microsoft Paint.
Of course you are. Just like your Just like you're photoshopping my face onto Danny Trejo with a dove.
Now I'm probably gonna go to prison now. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. No, when Zykron was reading a Urban Dictionary Urban Dictionary definition, he goes, he was reading and then he goes slash B slash and then kept reading. And we couldn't help clap our asses off.
Razor didn't know what B was, so I linked him to it.
Oh no, I knew what B
he
was.
He knows what B is. He's linked me to B before and I've been like, ew, why are you linking me to this? Zykron. Ew. Zykron,
welcome Zip to the spaceship. Here yeah. he is.
How's it going?
We were actually just talking.
Dude, as a matter of fact, dude, Zip, you literally just popped right in when we were talking about you.
I had the weirdest night. I met with one of my friends who won a Hugo for his magazine that reviews a bunch of science fiction fantasy books and stuff. And he's like, I have the hardest question in the world. And he asked me this question and I gave him my answer. And he was like, that's the same answer Steve Wozniak gave me when I interviewed him. And I was like, what the fuck? You know, Steve Wozniak? He was like, yeah, he's one of my buddies. And he's like, all these famous authors that are like my heroes are like his friends. Kind of blew my mind. But the question he asked me was, if you have a sandwich and you cut it in half, you now have two sandwiches?
That's
the question.
You just have two pieces of a sandwich.
But what if you hand it to two people?
Well, then one person has half a sandwich, the other person has the other half.
I would say you have two sandwiches because it could feed two people.
Yeah. It's like, okay, let me give you another example.
I think it was a philosophical question. He was trying to figure out if you were a Democrat or a Republican. Because a Republican would have said, fuck you, I'm eating both of them.
As long as I have fun, I have all the sandwich.
It would depend on if you could balance it. To yeah. drive it down the road on the two wheels.
But it didn't happen. It miraculously worked just like a normal car. It's like if you cut a starfish in half, do you have a starfish or a starfish? That doesn't work.
Starfishes.
Do you have a starfish or do you have starfish? No, that doesn't work. You get the point, though.
Do you have a starfish or do you have starfish?
Well, you're just making my damn brain hurt.
If you cut a deer in half, do you have a deer or do you have a deer jerky? I don't know.
You've got a really fucked up deer. That's what you've got.
Either that or a really fucked up wall mount that you're going to have to explain to your family later on.
You don't put the ass of the deer up. You're supposed to put the head.
Do that now.
Please don't. That. No.
That would be funny as hell.
Just keep the ass of the deer.
Like, well, only got part of him.
Yeah,
and it happened during a collision. We both shot it. He got the head.
Wow.
Actually, dude. Okay, so how did you answer it?
My answer was, well, if you give it to two people, you have sandwiches. And he was like, yeah, it's the same thing. Wozniak. What the hell? Do you
that means you're a genius. Oh.
No. But it made me feel like one for a second.
Just for a second. I love Apple Maps, Amelia Earhart.
Really?
Yeah, that happens a lot after I speak. What is it? What is it about me that makes
it's because
you
feel every time you just shut up? No, it's every time we shut up after you say something, it's because you said the words Apple or fucking Mac in what you just said. Did you notice that? Did you notice that pattern?
You saw the,
if you had listened to what I said, you would have understood it was Freddie fun up Apple, piece of crap.
Yeah, that one, but the Bill Gates, Steve Jobs one was fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, the best one that I've ever seen is Einstein versus the guy in the wheelchair. What's his
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, yeah. That one was the best one.
Who won
like,
that one? I'm
there
pretty
are
sure 10 Stephen
billion,
Hawking.
Billion, 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 billion particles in the universe that we can observe. Your mama took the ugly ones and put them into one nerd.
That's good. I don't know. The Vader and Hitler ones are tied there for me. The Bill Gates and Steve Jobs one, because that oh god, that was amazing.
No, but the Steve Jobs one was kind of like the Einstein one. I literally think they actually brought in help on both of those, because, dude, you can watch the making of those two very specific ones. They had actors, green screens, all kinds of shit in there for that.
Those guys are...
Oh, shit, sorry. Oh, sorry, that was me. My headset came unplugged.
Those guys are terribly impressive.
And that weird moaning sound was my dog moaning for some odd reason. He just laid down with a bone and went...
I make the same noises when I lay down with a bone. Exact same noises.
Dude, that is freaking awesome. No, but hey, Zip, it's funny because, like, right when you popped in, man, we were actually just talking about FTL, man.
Oh god, that game is great.
And we were talking, like, the reviews that it's gotten from everybody, and, like, even Mohawk was blown away that IGN gave it an 8 or an 8.5 or something like that.
Snake.
Yeah.
8.
God, that game is great.
IGN gives the stupidest ratings ever.
IGN's just freaking stupid.
What's the worst thing in the world? What's the worst thing in the world? I don't mean the worst game. I just mean, like, the worst thing in the world.
Microb.
The worst thing in the world.
Zykron's Mac.
It's like age from cancer. The Zykron's Mac is probably it.
Dude!
God damn it! Every time!
Whatever the worst thing in the world is, like, FTL is the exact opposite.
Okay, so we take Yasmin Bleeth, and FTL is on the exact opposite of that chart.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay,
so
okay.
Zykron's Mac is the opposite of FTL?
Did you not listen to what I just said?
Wait, Yasmin Bleeth is that hot sick, right?
It's time for some Deepak Chopra quotes. If you care to notice, you will realize that when you worry, you are mostly concerned about yourself. Cure for anxiety, think of others.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
That was really scary. You didn't prep me for that at all. I was like, okay, it's a commercial interlude. It's a great voice, though.
It reminded me of Mike Myers' sexual guru or
guru
whatever.
Pitka.
I think I watched that today.
We live in a world where, you know, I can't think of any philosophical sounding quotes off the top of my head.
I can't either. Sandwiches. Anyways, so back to FTL.
Wait. When the boat runs ashore, the sea has spoken. There's one. There you go. That's food for thought. It's actually a quote from Benny and June, but still, it works. It's deep. It's got deep meaning.
So, who here has played FTL?
I haven't.
You haven't played it yet?
Only watched you play it.
I only watched you play it for a couple seconds.
It's nasty. When it goes to hell, it goes to hell. Like, you feel like somebody has hit your head or your psyche with a 2x4 when everything goes to shit.
God.
Yeah, but playing the game is great. When you really beat something, like, you feel like you beat up Superman. I'm very cool with that. Yeah.
So my dog is probably making lots of background noise right now.
I can't hear.
Breathing in my face and moving around. Nasty breath.
I'm glad my cat's not.
Dentabone.
You know, when you talk about your dog and his bone and moaning and breathing in your face. Can't help but think of furries.
You gotta stop right there.
I have a fear of furries.
You gotta stop right there. No, don't even. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Were you in that argument? That was you in the argument with
me. Yes, it was.
That was a great argument. You can't even tell me that wasn't a great argument.
I gave up after all.
It was the best argument ever. Oh God. We got into this argument on Facebook, and basically he likes Conker's Bad Fur Day, and I can't stand Conker's Bad Fur Day, but my reason for not liking it is because the main character is a furry, and he says it's not a furry, it just looks like a furry, it's an anthropomorphic animal. But I'm like, look, it's same big cartoon eyes, same big cartoon grin, it's a furry, it's an upright animal that is a furry, it's even got fur in the name. And so we got in this huge argument.
Because it has fur, it's an animal.
I want to stay the fuck out of this one.
It's exactly. A furry. Like, it's the same thing that the furries dress as and then go and, you know, rub up on each other at convention. And I have a fear of furries. They scare me.
I don't know. All I was trying to say was that's not fair to judge it like that. A bad game because you have a fear. I have a fear of blue eyes, therefore your game sucks.
But that's the point I made. I made this point to him, and I said that, you know, if you didn't like blue eyes, I would, and you told me you didn't like blue eyes to Mario Brothers, I would be like, I give a fuck. You probably like diarrhea. And then it went off on this weird tangent of, do you like diarrhea? And he's like, no.
You asked me, like,
of course I don't like diarrhea. What question is that? If anyone said they like diarrhea, they would be weird. But people that say that they like to dress like animals and pretend to be animals and rub up on other people pretending to be animals.
Yeah, I still feel like you have some psychological trauma that causes you to hate birds.
I might.
Thank you.